During Qin and Han times, mirrors were among the most significant objects buried in tombs. They were believed to dispel evil spirits. This one is special for another reason as well. If you look closely around the outer edge, you will see written text. Two characters there mark a momentous change. They are one of the earliest references ever to the concept of China as a nation. Curator Mike Hearn.
We see the characters Zhongguo, which means Central Kingdom. It is the name the Chinese use to this day to refer to China. I think it's a common human belief that we all stand at the middle of the universe, but the Chinese took that notion and turned it into a name for themselves. The Central Kingdom became China. So this is one of the first appearances of that term in written form to survive from this early period.
Curator Jason Sun.
The message it carries is, this is the creation of China as a unified country. It's one group of people under heaven. They call themselves Chinese. It's this common belief that would hold everybody as one single nation.
This concept is the most enduring legacy of the Qin and Han dynasties. Over a period of 400 years, they consolidated their rule over a vast empire, institutionalized universal standards for a written language and bureaucratic administration, and oversaw a growing international network of land and sea trade. The objects in this exhibition, crafted with exceptional skill and ingenuity, are the physical remnants of their empire. The other testament to their lasting legacy is China's name, and the shared belief in a common heritage that the name represents. The Qin and the Han laid the foundation for 2,000 years of Chinese history, shaping China as we know it today and beyond.